This is Bro Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. The Chancellor has hinted at tax rises in November's budget. Reporting from the Labour Party conference in Liverpool, Cam Hall.
Chancellor Rees-Jagger.
Rachel Reeves told members to brace for hard choices.
There are still critics out there who would too readily forget the consequences of reckless economic choices.
A message perhaps to Manchester's Mayor Andy Burnham, who's called for more spending. She also made a beeline for reform.
However willing they are to tear communities and families apart, they are not on the side of working people.
So what did party members think?
Very impressed, very honest.
I was hoping for some announcements, but it didn't come.
I think she spoke real passion.
Opponents say borrowing, spending and tax taxes have gone up under Labour.
The prime suspect in the case of Madeleine McCann says he's the victim of a witch hunt. Christian Bee has tried to confront the prosecutor, who says he has evidence the 49-year-old abducted and murdered the British toddler. Donald Trump and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are due to give a news conference shortly after the White House claimed a deal on Gaza was very close. The pair have been discussing a 21-point peace plan. Police in Ireland have arrested a man in his 30s after three people were found dead in County Louth. The two men and one woman were discovered at an address in Tallinstown, south of Dunkirk, this morning. Former American rider golf captain Tom Watson says he's ashamed of how the home fans behaved during this year's competition in New York. Rory McIlroy faced abuse throughout the weekend, while his wife was hit by a drink thrown by a spectator. Ian Woosnam played at 8 Ryder Cups for Europe and wants to see strong action.
These guys, whoever do this, should never go to a golf tournament again. Plus, they should be throwing out their golf clubs and everything. It's ridiculous. A game of golf is better than that.
And the comedian Peter Kay has cancelled 2 shows after a kidney stone procedure. Performances in Nottingham this Sunday and Monday have now been rescheduled for December. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. There's no decision yet on when a mound of ash will be removed near Aberfoyle Power Station. Demolition work is continuing as part of the Cardiff Capital Region's plans for a green energy hub. Developers say samples of pulverised fuel ash has been taken, but testing has yet to be carried out. A residents group last met with CCR Energy in March. A teenager has been released on bail after 3 people were hit by a car. One person is in a serious but stable condition in hospital following the incident in the Kyla area of Cardiff early on Saturday. An 18-year-old man was questioned over the weekend on suspicion of grievous bodily harm. A bird strike led to a TUI flight being diverted. Passengers and staff were en route to Cyprus yesterday afternoon, but they ended up disembarking at Birmingham Airport. One eyewitness told BBC Wales that the pilot had blamed engine failure, but the operators later confirmed that wasn't the case. The First Minister wants Welsh flags to appear on digital ID cards. And Annette Morgan said she would put the idea to the UK government, with her Scottish counterpart, John Swinney, intending to do the same. Around 2.5 million people have now signed a petition against the plans for mandatory ID, intended to crack down on illegal workers. And Teddy Swims will play at next year's Blackwear Live in Cardiff. The Grammy-nominated singer joins a lineup which already includes 2 shows from Lewis Capaldi. Organisers have confirmed the controversial series of gigs will return, despite local residents complaining about the disruption to Bute Park. In sports, Glamorgan's Kieran Carlson says he's ready to fill the vacant captain's role in the county championship next year. Despite winning promotion from Division 2, Sam Northeast has left the club to rejoin Kent. Carlson has been leading Glammy's limited overs teams for the last 4 years, winning the One Day Cup twice.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. We were victims.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And I'm got bringing you the results and sports action from around the Vale. And first of all, a big thank you to Tom for stepping in for me whilst I was doing my my mid-season warm weather training. He stepped in to deliver all the sports and the results from around the Vale for me. So thank you to Tom there. And really interestingly, whilst away, you can keep up with all the local news from around the Vale. I downloaded the Bro Radio app, so whilst I was away, I could still keep in contact with the Vale, seeing what was going on in the news, and listening into to all the great shows that go on around Bro. And I was quite concerned because Tom done such a good job that I might have been benched and fighting for my place in the starting lineup when it comes to sports presented on this show. But it looks like I've had a reprieve there, and I'm back in the first team. So what have I got coming up for you now? So first of all, we've got a bumper football results with Barry Town actually having two games since last Monday. We're also going to be bringing you a bit of the golf that took place across the pond. I mean, it's the Ryder Cup. Just having a little look at what went on there. But we've also got rugby and the Tatters Devils ice hockey. Their season has kicked off again. So all that and more here to come at Bro Radio.
Today this could be the greatest day of our lives. Before it all, before we run out of time, stay close to me. Stay close to me. Watch the world come alive tonight. Stay close to me. Tonight this could be the greatest. Let's make a new start. The future is ours to find. Can you see?
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio, and we're going to get straight into the action. And Barry Town were away to Haverford West on Tuesday, and they are up to fifth in the Cymru Premier after a dramatic 3-2 win. Ben Maggotson's goal in the 89th minute sealed all 3 points for Steve Jenkins' side, who had already gone ahead twice at Bridge Meadow, only to be pegged back by the Bluebirds. A Tuesday night trip to West Wales marked the return of Callum Saintie as captain, one of three changes from the weekend stalemate at Flint, which saw Joe Thomas step in for George Radcliffe in goal, while Morgan Wigley was given the nod over Keston Davis. Back in front of the Scurry cameras, a somewhat cagey first half saw Ollie Hulbert's cross find Mikey George at the back post, but his point-blank header was blocked by homekeeper Ifan Knott, who went on to make a fine save to deny Wigley on target following some good build-up play. Haverford West, who have lost their last three league outings, went close when Dan Hawkins floated a ball into the area, only for Corey Shepherd's left foot to misfire and the follow-up wide of the right post. Barely a minute later, Thomas was on hand to palm away Shepherd's effort from the edge of the box, with Hawkins clearing the crossbar from the rebound. If the first half lacked on quality, the second half certainly would make up for it. Starting just 2 minutes in, when a teasing Ellis Williams from the left flank found Ryan Kavner, whose header sailed into the top left corner beyond Knott's reach. But Haverford West were back level on the hour after Thomas had kept out Greg Walters' shot from range, only for the rebound to be nodded in by former Barry defender Rhys Aberousi. Then, on 71 minutes, a Robbie Wilmot corner was glanced into the net with sub Yian Owen with his first touch of the game to restore the lead. Ollie Hulbert quickly went in search of Barry's third, starting with a 25-yard screamer which produced a superb save from Knott, who went on to deny the striker's acrobatic effort from the following corner. The hosts restored parity again in the 80th minute. Corey Shepherd was found crouched down in the area by Dan Hawkins, whose cross was nodded past Thomas as the game entered the last frenetic phase. Yian Owen was again denied by Knott after being put through on goal before. In the 89th minute, a powerful cross from Wilmot was headed in at close range by Maggotson to wrap up the victory. Barry returned to the top half of the table with a 2-point cushion over both Colwyn Bay and their next opponent, Coniskey Nomads, who actually visited Jenner Park on Saturday. And the New Saints stay on top with goal difference after beating Flint 4-2. And then on Saturday, Barry and Coniskey played out a goalless draw in the Cymru Premier, and Steve Jenkins' side remain fifth in the table despite their third stalemate in their last six games. And for this game, first choice keeper Radcliffe returned in one of two changes following the Haverford West game, with Dan Barton returning in midfield and defender Keston Davis dropped. A hint of sibling rivalry spiced up the occasion, with Barry defender Ben Maggotson pitted against his brother and Nomads keeper Kit. But it was Yian Owen who created the first meaningful chance of a pedestrian first half, latching on to Callum Saintie's lofted ball, only for his half volley to be comfortably collected by Kit. The Nomads' closest effort saw Rhys Hughes from the edge of the box sail over the bar, while Mikey George was flagged offside after just missing the near post from Ollie Hulbert's cross. Chances remained at a premium after the break, despite an excellent save from Radcliffe, who palmed away Sharif's low drive and Hughes' tight angled effort narrowly going wide of the mark. Radcliffe took a tumble over the goal line from Sharif after blocking Declan Poole's right-hand lob, mercifully holding on to deny what would have been an unfortunate own goal. But Barry enjoyed their best spell late on when Kit Maggotson rushed off his line to clear a loose ball from Owen's path before, second later, Hulbert fired narrowly over the bar with an audacious strike. The Nomads keeper produced the save of the afternoon to block Robbie Wilmot's goal-bound volley, while in the closing minutes, Radcliffe tipped a Max Woodcroft effort onto the crossbar and thwarted a low shot from sub Callum West, with Barry seemingly content to settle for a point. And the first phase of the season reaches its midway point next Saturday, when Barry visit Park Hall to face the New Saints, and they won 2-0 at Bala to go a point clear at the top. Pennebont are currently second, following their 2-0 victory over Colwyn Bay, while Llanelli's fortunes appear to be on an upswing after beating bottom club Haverford West County to secure back-to-back wins, and then Cardiff Met finally got off the mark following a 3-0 victory over Carmarthen, and their first of the season at Llandudno on Sunday, while Flint Town United beat Britain Ferry 2-1 in their Saturday late game. And in the Adram Premier, Barry Town United beat Aberystwyth 3-2 for their first win of the season. Substitute Kira Harris scored a late winner at Park Avenue to lift Stevie McCarthy's Campbell's side off the bottom of the table. Barry named two changes from last week's heavy defeat to leaders Cardiff City, with Harris and Kira Jenkins making way for Grace Corn and Ellie Priest. On the subs bench was newly signed midfielder Fionn Spence, who spent her formative days with the club's academy. The visitors made the ideal start after 9 minutes, when Priest raced through onto an error muddy cross and struck past keeper Sophie Steele. The striker then doubled Barry's lead from an India Shanahan's assist after 23 minutes. But Ellie Gurney's own goal 2 minutes into the second half fired up the Seasiders, who equalised from Sian Evans's free kick on 55 minutes. ABBA had the wind on their backs, but with 9 minutes of normal time left, Barry went against the run of play as Sienna Stone teed up Harris to seal their first 3 points of the campaign. And Barry returned to Jenner Park next Sunday to face Britain Ferry, who they've clinched back-to-back wins after beating the New Saints 3-1 at Old Road. And Pontypridd United prop up the table following a 6-1 demolition at the hands of Wrexham, while Cardiff City beat Swansea City 3-0 to end their unbeaten start of the season. And former Barry striker Mackenzie Alden scored her fourth goal of the season for the Bluebirds, who remain top on goal difference. So next, that's your Cymru Premier and Adram Premier results that have been going around on in the Vale. And next up, we're going to be bringing you the Cymru South and selected matches from around the Vale here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Everyone is welcome at the Llandwit Major More Than Food Hub, and we'd love you to join us on the third Thursday of every month. You'll get to meet community groups and local organisations as they all gather at the CF61 Centre. There's free advice and support. You can meet other residents over a nice cup of tea. And there's the chance to take in some fresh air in the lovely CF61 Gardens. Visit Llandwit Major's More Than Food Hub between 12:30 and 2:30 on the third Thursday each month at the CF61 Centre on Station Road.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door, or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llandwit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden, and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission under account number 36893.
If you're all going on a summer holiday, call Vale Taxis, as we'll get you there on time. Barry's Vale Taxis offers fixed-price airport transfers. And if you book a return, we'll even check the arrivals board to make sure we arrive when you do. Even if your flight lands early. Oh, and book it in advance to save 10%. For airport transfers, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747666 or search Vale Taxis Barry and download our app.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And Llantwit Major, they were beaten 2-0 at home to the Cymru South newcomers Cardiff Draconians on Saturday. And Carl Lewis's men slipped to their first defeat in four league games when they took on the Gibraltar club, who have remained unbeaten throughout September. Major fell behind after 16 minutes when Sam Corley volleyed home over keeper Riley Allen, before Dan Bowen doubled the Draconians' lead just 4 minutes later from a Harry Traherne cross. Both Josh Jones and Kofi Rowe came close to getting one back, but the hosts seldom posed much threat as the Draconians held out to take all 3 points from Windmill Lane. And Llantwit dropped to 11th in the table as their attentions now turn to next Saturday's visit to Bagland Dragons, the second clash between the two teams in just 3 weeks following Llantwit's Welsh Cup win last weekend. And Ciara Ely were also in action. They were away to Treorn Stars on Saturday and they won that match 5-0. Oliver Redhead got the game's first goal and then Zach Mayer doubled the score. In the second half, Oliver Redhead grabbed his second. Matty Kimmins scored the fourth. The home team failed to convert a penalty before Liam Bishop made it 5. And Ciara Ely are third in the league. And next up, they've got a Friday home match to Newport City. Also on Saturday, Dinas Powys beat Llangrynin 3-1. Nicholas Grist got the first goal early for Dinas Powys. The away side converted a penalty to level the match before Jack Preston put Dinas Powys back in front. A late Odukleni goal eased the nerves for Dinas Powys and they are currently fourth in their league with their next game away to Betis. And Cardiff Airport travelled to Cefn Coibre on Saturday and they won that match 6-0. Jack Davis got the scoring started in the first half, but then in the second half, Oliver Tipples and Curtis Scotto DeBusco got goals before the home team were reduced to 10. And then Alfie Tipples got on the score sheet next before Oliver then grabbed his second. The scoring was rounded off by Archie Jones and Cardiff Airport currently sit fifth in their league and they're hosting Evans and Williams FC on the 10th. Ely Rangers, they didn't have a game but they next play on Saturday away to FC Kilmarnock. And then in the cup game, the three Vale teams have learnt their opponents in the second round of the Welsh Cup. And fourth tier Dinas Powys will entertain near neighbours Cardiff Draconians at the Merch after Harry Driscoll's side continued their cup run last Saturday with a 3-1 win over Avon United. Dinas, who are currently seventh in the South Wales Premier League Championship, were the only grassroots club from the Vale to qualify for the Cup this season. The Cymru Premier enters the fold in round two with Barry Town United travelling to Aberystwyth Town at Park Avenue. The two sides did meet at the start of the season in August and Steve Jenkins' men run out 2-1 winners over the Seasiders at Jenner Park and that was in the Nathaniel MG Cup. Barry last won the Cup in 2003, but last season they suffered a shock early exit at this stage, going out to another second-tier club, Ciara Ely, on penalties after a 3-3 draw. And as we know, Llantwit Major, who won 2-0 against Bagland Dragons in the first round proper, have been drawn at home to Ardle South East Club Cumbrian Town. Carl Lewis's side are also hoping to go beyond the second round exit last season when they were beaten on penalties to a third tier club, Morriston Town. And all three ties will be played on the weekend of the 17th to the 19th of October. And up next on Bro, we're going to be bringing you some results that have been taking place in the rugby coming up at Bro Radio.
Seem to get along.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And Penarth have retained their 100% start to the season with a 45-14 win at Abercumby in the first round of the WRU Division 1 Cup. George Roberts and Tom Griffiths ran in two tries each for the East Central leaders in the Admiral League. Harry Williams and Alan Doyle also went over for the Bears, who rounded off a comfortable win with a penalty try to book their place in the second round. Penarth resume their league campaign at home to St Albans next Saturday, while Barry are visitors to Abercumby. Elsewhere, Dinas Powys were routed 41-0 at Penygraig in the Division 3 Cup, while Llantwit Major are still looking for their first win of the season after a last-ditch 16-12 defeat to Llandaff. Old Penarthians also fell at the first hurdle in the Division 5 Cup game, going down 31 points to 21 to Blackwood Stars. And the Admiral League fixtures for next Saturday for your Vale teams. So in Division 1 East Central, Abercumby take on Barry, and Penarth take on St Albans. And then in Division 2 East Central, Penturk travel to Cowbridge. Division 3 East Central, Dinas Powys host Cliffnoid, and Llantwit Major host Ferndale. And Division 5 East Central, Trefacloid host Old Penarthians, and in Division 6 East Central, Bridgend Athletic host Sully Sports. But there was a little matter of the Women's World Cup final as well that took place on Saturday, and that was won by England, and they beat Canada 33 points to 13. So that rounds off and completes the Women's World Cup there. And it was, you know, Canada had a good team as well, so it was a good game there, and there was plenty of tries on there, but it's a victory there for England. So as I've said before, I know Wales were unfortunately out of the competition a little bit earlier on, but we see the path that other rugby unions have taken, like Canada and like England, and we know that sort of Wales will get there, following the path now that they've moved to a more professional status. So so a little congratulations there to England for winning the Women's Rugby World Cup. Next up on Bro, we're going to check in to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on with the ice hockey here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website, parkfunerals.co.uk, or call us on 01446 421 212, and our caring team will help you.
I don't want to frighten you people, but I know what's going to happen.
Coming this October.
Tell us about the ghosts. We need something to entertain us.
Entertain you? Heavens above.
Live at the Paget Rooms, Penarth.
Ever since that night, the station has been haunted.
I've got to go see it. I must. The driver!
Penarth Operatic and Dramatic Society's The Ghost Train. October 8th through 11th. Tickets available from ghosttrainplay.co.uk.
What's in the box?
With Daniel Matthew Estate Agents.
We wrapped up week 3 of What's in the Box with another call going past 5 rings. As I'm the only person who knows what's in the box, I'm taking a short break next week, so our next call will be on Wednesday, the 1st of October. If you think you know what's in the box, register play at broradio.fm/box.
Bro Radio's What's in the Box with Daniel Matthew Estate Agents, your local property experts. Pop into their office at 14 High Street, Barry, or visit danielmatthew.co.uk.
No parent ever imagines that their child's life will be short.
Sadly, this is the reality facing thousands of families in Wales. By leaving a gift in your will to Tŷ Hafan Children's Hospice, you can make sure no family has to face it alone. With our free wills offer, a gift costs you nothing today, but will change children's lives tomorrow. Visit tŷhafan.org/freewill to find out how.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Fryer Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Fryer Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at fryertuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilco.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Bro Radio.
Your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to take a little check in at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on. So they've had two matches, one on Friday and one on Saturday, both against the same opponents. And they did return to winning ways in the Challenge Cup with a 3-0 home victory over Manchester Storm. The Devils did suffer their first defeat of the campaign at Coventry Blaze in the previous match, having opened the season with three successive wins. Cedric Lecroux's power play goal in the opening period put the Devils ahead, and a power play goal from Christoph Kontos doubled their lead in the third period. Storm had a goal ruled out before Josh McDonald put the puck into the empty net for the Devils' third, and then less than 24 hours later, they met again, and the Cardiff Devils completed a second win over Manchester Storm in the Challenge Cup with a 2-1 away victory. And Connor Capone put the Devils ahead inside the opening 3 minutes. But Caleb Ergen levelled for the hosts soon after. Cohen Ofshevsky's goal in the second period saw the Devils seal the win and remain top of their pool. Second place Coventry Blaze, who have 2 points fewer than Cardiff with a game in hand, and they visit South Wales for the Devils' next game, and that's on Saturday the 4th of October. And whilst we're here at Bro, we do like to bring you all the local sports news, but there is also international sport that sometimes we can't. I like to mention as well, and the big one was the Ryder Cup. So the Ryder Cup, for people who are not 100% sure, that is always played, the USA take on a team made up from Europe. There, and they play matches across the course of 3 days. So they play on Friday, and they play matches on Friday, Saturday, and on Sunday they play their singles matches. And Europe were doing quite well. It's an interesting on there. If you win a hole, if you win your match, you get a point. If you level the match, you get half a point each. On there, and it's the first one to 14 points retain the Ryder Cup, but if you're trying to win it, you need 14 and a half points on this. So always a little bit in favor of the team who have the Ryder Cup, and that, luckily that was Europe who had the Ryder Cup, so they only needed to get to 14 points to retain it, or 14 and a half to win it outright. So going into the final really exciting Sunday singles matches, Europe put 11 and a half to 4.5 points up, so they only needed 3.5 points. America did put on a big showing there, and it actually ended 13 points to 15, so Europe kind of scraped over the line, but they did do it. So, you know, it just goes down that they as a victory there, but the Americans looked like they were in inspired form, and it would have been one of the biggest comebacks for the Ryder Cup. It was just a little bit sad that Hovland had to withdraw through injury, so the player that he was going to go against couldn't compete, and that hole was all squared anyway. So that meant actually going into the final, the Sunday game, Europe only needed to win two holes or share four holes, and they only won one hole, but it was the sharing of the holes that that did it there for Europe. So we like to keep things local, but there's also other things that go on in the world that I like to bring you the information about. And coming up on Pro Radio next, we're going to be having a quick chat about a big sporting event taking place in Cardiff on the weekend here at Pro Radio.
So
is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And there's a mass participation event taking place on Sunday in Cardiff, and that is the annual Cardiff Half Marathon. People who look at me might not believe this, but I actually have completed the Cardiff Half Marathon, and I keep thinking it was a couple of years ago, but I've looked at my medal and I think it was something like 2016 or 2017, so best part of 10 years, and I don't know if it's an event that I could complete now. But for all those that are taking part who are based in the Vale, really good luck from myself here at Bro Radio, because I know how tough it is, and I know a few people who are taking part, and I know the amount of effort and training that goes into it. It does go through the Vale. So if you've got people who are taking part and you want to get out and support, or if you just want to get out and support the runners, the route does go sort of through Penarth and then over the Cardiff Bay Barrage, and that sort of sits sort of around mile 4, 5, and 6, and out of the 30 miles, so 6 is pretty much close to halfway. But if you're not sure about the route, so it starts round by the castle, Cardiff Castle. I forgot my words for a moment then. And then it goes through Riverside, Canton, and then through Grangetown, and then it comes up round sort of Penarth Road, and then up the hill then, and over through past into Penarth, and it takes you along the waterfront way, and then it pops you out on the barrage. And the barrage, it can be a bit cold there, especially there's not much protection from the wind, and then it kind of just takes you back through into Cardiff Bay then, and sort of wriggles this way around Rowth and Cattays, all the way out then to, and then you've got to go all the way around Rowth Park and come back up and then back through Cattays. And it's always interesting for anyone, it's your first time run on there, be prepared that between sort of mile 12 and 13, there's kind of an uphill then through Cattays, which I was potentially, when I did it, I was saying words that I can't repeat on the radio. And then you hop over the little bridge, and then you finish just in the park there. So it's mostly flat on there. But good luck to anyone who's taking part in there. And Bro Radio, we will be there to just give a little bit of support and keep people going on there. But if you're out and about and you want to support, you can find the route, and you can find sort of your best vantage spot. Just sort of remember, around that edge of Penarth, it may be difficult to travel to and from there as well. But that's coming close to another sports show done, so I'll be back with you on Monday next week. I'm forgetting my days, and that's the problem when you do your warm weather training and you come back and you're back into the swing of working and then coming in to do this. All my days are all messed up at the moment because I've not really had to worry about what day it is for the last 2 weeks. But a couple of funny stories. So when you're away, obviously, people say, "Oh, you're from England," and you say, "No, from Wales." And then sort of a lot of people look at you a bit funny. And most people were then saying to me, "Ah, Gareth Bale." And then you say Gareth Bale, and they kind of twig to where you're from or not. So I was used to just saying yes to Gareth Bale. And then I must have sort of bumped into a local who was a little bit older than that, probably more close to my age, because I was expecting him to say Gareth Bale. And then he said, "Oh, Ryan Giggs." And I went, "Oh, yes." But most people say Gareth Bale. I said, "So you must be a bit older." And I'm not sure whether where that translated to well there, but that's certainly just one little funny story. And you always find on holidays sort of people from all generations and from all generations and from all nations. Particularly where I was, there wasn't a huge number of people who spoke English, but you put a football match on, and it kind of it's always people have been on holiday, you'll know this. It's kind of interesting that it's kind of a common it's kind of a common thing, and you know what people are saying, even if it's in different languages. And I think and that's the power of football and all sport, I think, really, is the way that it can bring people together, and then you sort of make friends and you from people from different nations just by the link of sport, which is great in itself there. But if there's a sport that you think I should be talking about in the Vale, what you need to do is you need to get in touch with me. You can do that on the email, and that's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can look for Bro Radio on the social medias and drop us a message there, and I could be talking about the sport or sports club that you find so fantastic that you think the people of the Vale should be know about. But up next on Bro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. They're here. Halloween fun is back at Funmon Castle with big scares for the big kids and smaller scares for the little ones. Our not-so-scary Halloween spooktacular is packed with thrills and chills for all ages. And our Halloween Fright Nights rise from the grave once more with terror, treats and guaranteed screams. Under 16s must be accompanied by an adult for Fright Nights. Halloween fun at Fonmont starts October the 18th. Book tickets at fonmontcastle.com.
If you want to add some fun and laughter to your life and learn to dance, quick step to it as Miranda Lee Dance's new adult beginner classes start soon. From the foxtrot and waltz to the paso doble and cha-cha-cha, Miranda's ballroom and Latin American dance classes are guaranteed to get you moving. Miranda Lee is an award-winning dance teacher, and her regular dance classes will definitely get you and your partner up on your feet. They happen at Castleland Community Centre in Barrie, and you'll find all the details at MirandaLeeDance.com.
Do you know a budding young singer, songwriter or performer? Entries for Search for a Star are open now. The two winners will perform on stage at Glastonbury Juniors 2026. Find out more and upload your entry via broradio.fm/search. Search for a Star, brought to you by Bro Radio and Mac Events.
A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with More Cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well-maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning. Multi-award-winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker.